What are you guys doing here? Go home, it's Christmas Eve.
I wish. Why are you up there?
Exactly.
Did you get that present?
You talked about going into this last game and finishing it strong as probably you ended the last game against Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a huge game for us, so I think we need our best effort. I think we showed last week what we're capable of. If we can play four quarters of football, and that's what we're going to try to do this week. That's what it's going to take. We're playing one of the best defenses in the league. Team sacked the quarterback more than anybody in the whole league. They got, I think, second most interceptions. So put a lot of pressure on you offensively. And we're going to have to find ways to answer because they do a really great job.
Bill was talking earlier about the information overload with playing a team like Buffalo because you started the season with them, so you had a lot of work in the preseason trying to get ready for the first game. They have 15 games to work with. And it's almost like he said it was, I think, a blessing and a curse because you know them, but you know too much. How do you keep from overloading this week?
There's a lot to prepare for, no question. It's one of those defenses that does a lot of different things. So similar to how when we play the Jets, they got, you know, a lot of calls and a lot of looks, and they try to confuse you. And they got a lot of coverage looks, a lot of front looks, a lot of blitzes. So they put pressure on you in a lot of areas. So I think it's just you got to study what they do kind of like we do every week. It's just a lot of mental preparation and, you know, it's the holiday season, but at the same time, this is the most important game of the year. So I think when we're here, we really got to focus on what we need to do, which is play our best game and be on top of things right from the kickoff all the way through the fourth quarter.
Tom, it sounded like a lot of the players, and it's just me reading some of the stuff, but it sounded like a lot of the players after the game, it's almost like there's this tone that you guys expected that kind of effort, like you guys saw it coming. I mean, has there been anything going on inside that, you know, makes you think, made you think that, and I know you don't think you're going to go down to Baltimore and win 41-7, but that kind of effort, you know, from a team standpoint was on its way?
Well, I think we've been pretty competitive all season, you know, with the teams that we've played, and even our losses have been competitive right up to the end. So, you know, we feel like if we go in there and play the way we're capable of, that we got a great chance to win. And we really haven't done that for 60 minutes in all three phases of the game. And we had a great game on special teams. We did a great job defensively. And offensively, we did some good things to get us off to a good start. So that's what it's going to take again this week. It's you can't expect to play 20 minutes of football and win games. And not important times of year, not against the best teams, the best defenses. So this is a team that really challenges us in a lot of ways, and it's going to have to be the same type of effort. It can't be anything less than that.
As a veteran and a leader and somebody who's been through all these games in the different portions of the year, there's an awful lot at stake still in terms of what could happen if you win and other things happen. After such a big win last week, with a shortened week or a distraction-filled week, is it important for you guys to emphasize how vital things are Sunday?
Yeah, it's. We always say, you know, as the season goes on, the games only get bigger and bigger and bigger, and that I think is this week too. So, I mean, it is Christmas week, and there's nothing, you know, that anyone can do to change it, or, you know, this is just the way it is. But every team is dealing with it to a certain degree. So, it's just when we're here, the mental and physical preparation needs to be at its best. And you know, we got off to a good start today, trying to really understand these guys, even though it's a Tuesday. You know, you try to get ahead, so you know, even on Christmas, you can be in your game plan book and try to understand what they do and what they do well. So we've worked too hard for too long to get to this point. We got a great opportunity ahead of us. You just don't want to go out there and not give it your best and put out an effort that is less than, you know, 100% of what you're capable of. Because, you know, like I said, it's been 11 months of work to get us back to this point.
How important is it to have that dependable third down back in the offense? It seems like the offense tends to kind of struggle at times when Shane's out of the game.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely, you know, he's a big part of our offense. So anytime you're missing really good players, it affects offense. And Shane's one of the good, you know, one of the best we have on our team. So everyone has a lot of confidence in what he's able to do. And, you know, when he's out there playing well and being a part of the offense, our offense does, you know, a much better job. So we need all the guys at this point to do the best they can do. We need all the receivers, tight ends, offensive linemen, and you know, we really can't afford to miss anyone at this point. It's the games are too important, the margin of error is too slim, and you know, we really have to be at our best.
Tom, I wanted to switch gears to a lighter topic. John Faulk,
Michigan. He's retiring as a co-manager. What did he mean to you over 40 years? Kind of a legendary figure there.
Yep.
What did he mean to you?
Sure, yeah, a lot of them. He's just a great man. He did a lot of great things for the school, and every player that came in and out of there was influenced by him in some way. So he was a great representative for the school and touched a lot of people's lives. So it would be a big loss, and it would be hard shoes to fill. He's a great man.
Any funny story you would have
there? Yeah. I mean, there's always – I got a lot of stories probably. But, yeah, those are all pretty personal, and he's just a great man.
Hey, Tom, I think there was a story you shared with NFL Films about his favorite championship ring being the next one.
Yeah.
I guess now 14 years into your career after so much success early, is there a deeper understanding of the meaning of that story and just how invaluable that tour would be?
Yeah, and it's always – you're always striving to do better, and I think in this game you're – you know, you never really have everything figured out. So you're trying to make improvements in your career over the course of every season, every day in practice. I mean, it's a constantly changing game. It evolves with the players you have, the players you're playing against. And, you know, you never can really take things for granted. So it's a challenging league. And as you can see this year, there's a lot of good teams. A lot of teams are in still position to, you know, get into the playoffs. So, you know, we're one of those teams that, you know, our whole season's ahead of us. And you think that we played for 15 games, but there's still a lot to be seen with this team. And I think that's an exciting part for us. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Have a good day.